Again, the Assembly bill bumps up the minimum increase in shared revenue for counties and small cities to 15%. Here and now, senior political reporter Zach Schultz takes us to the city of Broadhead in Greene County and tells us even 15% doesn't solve all of their revenue problems.
Government is just slow.
Edward Casey Jones wanted to be the mayor of Broadhead since he first ran at age 18.
And my campaign was to drive around the streets of Broadhead, honking the horn, and vote for Casey.
He lost that race and then spent most of his adult life living out of state. So when he moved back and won his race for mayor in 2022, he had a plan.
I figured I could run it like my businesses. I have several businesses I run. So I figured I could run it like that. However, it's not even close. It's very slow.
The first thing he ran into was a city budget that had been starved of an increase in shared revenue for a decade.
There's not a lot of other things to cut anymore.
Then the Broadhead Fire District, serving the city and several rural townships, decided to move from volunteers to full-time staff. The city's portion of the increase was more than $300,000 a year.
Last year, if we wanted to have a balanced budget, we were going to have to cut about $330,000. 10% of the budget.
Instead, Mayor Jones sent a dissolution letter to the Broadhead Fire District, starting the process of breaking up the fire department. He says it wasn't just a negotiating tactic.
Anything that you do where you're cracking eggs and you're busting and you're changing stuff, you have to have a backup plan. So we did have a backup plan, and it would have been a very viable backup plan. However, our first thing was to sit down and say, how do we fix what we have?
The city and rural halves of the fire district were able to negotiate a deal that kept the volunteers, but it was a one-year fix, while the city of Broadhead went to referendum in April to ask the voters for an extra $400,000 a year.
We're going to give the people the choice. They can vote on it. If they vote no, then the next year we have to cut social programs. And then we lost the referendum.
It's great to be here in the Wisconsin Dells today. Thank you all.
Jones knew the stakes for his city when he traveled to Wisconsin Dells and waited 6 hours to get his 2 minutes to speak before the Joint Finance Committee.
I am Mayor Casey Jones from the city of Broadhead, the middle of everywhere. Kind of wonder why I don't have my suit on. I retired 20 years ago, and that was the last time I wore a suit, and it didn't fit.
Jones explained without an increase in shared revenue, he would have to close the pool for the summer.
It's my hometown. We had a pool. We had Parks and Rec. We had all those things. And it looks like my hometown is no longer going to have them. So that's how dire it is.
The pool costs about $80,000 a year. The most recent version of the Republican plan would give Broadhead an extra $109,000 a year.
I think at the very least we can delay some of the things for a while down the road.
So while the pool will stay open this summer, Jones knows this isn't a permanent fix.
But it's a start, and that's, you got to take little victories.
Reporting for Broadhead, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.